Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. Oh yeah, it was there by faith I received my life, and now I am happy for the day. Somebody know what I'm talking about? At the cross. All the light and the burden of my heart just rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. Oh, He's all I need. He's all I need. Just Jesus. He's all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Just Jesus.
Today, just to praise you. I came here today just to lift your name on high. Lord, I came here today just to say how much I love you. I love you just because you are. Here today, just to thank you. I came here today, just to express my gratitude. Oh Lord, I came here today, to let you know I really love you. I love you, just because you are. Yeah. come today to ask you for nothing. I don't need nothing today. I just came to worship you, to let you know that I'm so thankful for my life, my health, my strength. Oh God, I just worship you. I just came to praise you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done for me. I didn't come to ask you to do anything, because I know you love me. You've proven that so many times. I love you, Jesus. I just come to worship you today, just because you are.
Still love.
Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art called? Do
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Red Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. The living God, fall fresh on us. Breathe on us, Almighty God. Breathe upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Move in our midst, Holy Ghost. Move in our hearts. Move in our minds. Holy Spirit, move in our environment. Move in this service. We surrender this service to you. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender our hearts to you. Take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in this service this morning. Take preeminence in our lives. Holy Spirit, we cannot make it without you. We need you every step of the way. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us. Lead us into the paths of truth and righteousness. Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. Let us come into the presence of the Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. Father, this morning we come to you in the name of Jesus. And we empty ourselves, O God, of root things in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name. We surrender our lives that you have your way. Lord, forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. Sin of omission and commission, be merciful unto us. Father God, have mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Lord, we also pray for our children. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon us, O God. Each and every one of us, O God. Rain down your mercies on you every morning. Oh God, oh give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endures forever. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Oh God, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, over the service, the blood of Jesus in our homes, our environment, whatever, wherever we are. We release the blood of Jesus, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, cleanse our environment. Oh, Father, let the blood speak to heal us, to deliver us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things, O God, than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you for the blood of Jesus, sanctification in the blood of Jesus, sanctification in the blood of Jesus, redemption. We thank you that we can walk in the fullness of Almighty God because of the blood that Jesus shed. So, Father God, we thank you for the opportunity. We do not take these things for granted. We do not take it for granted. We thank you, even waking up this morning. Father, if you had not woken us up, where would we be? You woke us up this morning, O God, and we say thank you for waking us up. Thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought for us even as we slept. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We ask you, Lord, this morning to make the crooked places straight in our lives. Make a way where there seems to be no way, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we surrender to you, O God. We ask you to make streams in the desert, O God. Father God, we drink from the fountain and spring from the river of life. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Strengthen us, O God. Empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for not surrendering everything in our lives to you. But have mercy. And help us in our walk with you to release all that you ask us to release, O God, in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of obedience, O God, we walk with the spirit of obedience in the name of Jesus to do all that you've called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the spirit of discernment. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, we pray, oh, God, that you will show us, lead us. We open our hearts to receive from you. We need a word from you, Holy Ghost. Fill us up. Let your living water flow. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We bless your name. I praise you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus and their families, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and we bless you. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, all of those that are connected to us on this prayer line right now. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, you for the ministry of the holy angels. in the mighty name of Jesus, guiding us. We ask you to send the angels to guide us and protect us and do your biddings in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, holy angels, do what you can do best in our life as the Father have ordered you to do. We pray for divine protection, oh God. We pray that you will keep us hidden in your secret place, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you that all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, because you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you will be with us to the end. And so we thank you for your kindness and for your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you for looking at beyond our faults and seeing our needs. We thank you. And we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Oh, we bless your name. Gloria mas sandoria coromoso do carama sande. Ye curia musuturia curia mas de corea. Oh, yani curia mas sanderia coromoseteria co. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah, victory, victory in the name of Jesus. Victory, amasanduria kurumase. Yiki anukuya masanduria kurumase. Hallelujah, we claim victory, victory in the name of Jesus. Not by might of power, but by the Spirit. Uriya masandede, uriya kayamase. We claim the victory in the name of Jesus. Yekuria Master, that we walk in victory. We live in victory. We come from the standpoint of victory. We pray in victory, oh God. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we claim victory in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as I bring this word forth. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Lord, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 12. New Testament, John chapter 12. And then we will come to verse 20. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Hallelujah. And we're going to stop right there. And we're going to look, the hour is come. And I want you to look at it literally, because man's time and God's time different. Amen? Because when the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. What is Jesus is for? He's talking about when he's about to be put on the cross, about to be go through that process. And then he tells his disciple, "Verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." What does that mean? Hallelujah. It means die. The corn has to die, fall into the ground and die. He's talking about us. We got to die to the things of the flesh. Hallelujah. And if you take a corn, let's look at a corn, and you say, okay, this corn's going to die. There is a process when it comes to dying. Amen? There's a process. Die. It has to dry up. Okay? Or that means when it dry up, the water that is in that seed kind of dry, and then it becomes very dry before it is planted. Amen? Because that corn, you cannot put the corn just like that. No. It has to go through that process of dying. It's like when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. We are what? New creatures in Christ. Hallelujah. But if you think it's going to be, all of a sudden, everything's just going to be bum. No, it doesn't work that way. Because when you receive Christ, you go through that process. Well, how do you go through? By getting to know him more and more. By reading and studying the word of God. And when you see yourself, that's why when you come into knowing Jesus, it's good to find a Bible-believing church or a Bible group or something that you can learn and know about him. You cannot just know, I received Christ today. You don't go to Bible study. You don't know. You just know you received Christ and you don't do nothing. You stay right in that stagnant place. That means you're still carrying all those different things. You're not willing to let go of those things. Because the only way you can really, really grow in Christ when you let go of those things, when you walk by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. And Romans 8 has it really, really, really quite simple. The lust of the flesh. Okay? So when you see that you that corn, I'm giving you an example. It carries the water of the world. The water of the world will not do you no good. But the living water will do you good. You remember the woman at the well. That Jesus said, I will give you the water that you will thirst no more. Oh, yes, she had a lot of water of the world when she had worlds. And she had worldly water. And that's why she kept changing husbands. And things, because if you keep changing your husbands and keep doing this and keep doing that, you the first, the second, third, fourth, what is it? And then, no, because she's not being satisfied. There's something missing. And each time she tries to go to the next person, she still finds something missing. And what is missing? She's looking for the living water in the world. You cannot find that living water, Jesus Christ, in the world of water. No, because the world water is contaminated with sin. And all it does to you, it contaminates you. And eventually, the wages of sin is death. And the gift of God is eternal life in Christ. Then when you drink the living water, you live eternally. Hallelujah, which is Jesus as you receive it. What I'm talking about, so you see that corn. That corn still, it has to be dried up from the world waters. That's why God speaks about the refining fire. That we go through that refining fire through the different things. He's taking all that things, those things out of our lives, things that are hindering us from moving forward in Christ Jesus. He's cutting off those things, and when you are being cut off, it hurts. It's almost the circumcision. Like the children of Israel could not go into the promised land until they were circumcised. And it hurts, circumcision of our heart. Hallelujah. And many times we run from that process. We still want it our way and not God's way. We still look for different excuses. All the different, we try to justify when we're wrong. And we're always pointing a finger at someone else, like a two-year-old child would do. Because actually, we are not maturing in Christ. We're just like that two-year-old child when we keep casting blame. You do not have that desire to change, that willingness to say, Lord, I surrender to you. Not my will, but I will be done. Not only lip service, but you grow in Christ. Hallelujah. Until all the worldly water come out. And then you plant it in the ground. Hallelujah. After God has taken all the shafts and all the things out of you, out of us, and then he plants us. Hallelujah, in the ground because we have fallen out. And he waters us. And then we grow eventually to a tree to have fruits. The leaf never wither. Hallelujah. And our fruit will abide. We bring forth much fruit. Sometimes people say, Father, I wonder why this and that isn't happening. Because many times we have not died to the flesh. I don't need to tell you that. You need, because the Holy Spirit always, always let us know that we wrong to do this. And we do not listen to his voice at times. We listen to man's voice. And so we are not fruitful like the word says. God is not lying. He does not lie. What he says is the truth. So when these things happen and there's no fruit, there's no fruitfulness, it is what? We got to look at the man in the mirror ourselves. What are we not willing to give up? That we're willing to hold on to. Hallelujah. You cannot bring old wine into new wine skin, or you can't put new wine into what? Into the old wine skin. It will burst. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So sometimes we're wondering why A, B, C is happening because we have not, we say we're fully committed. But actually we're not, and God sees that because we have not died to the flesh. We are afraid of the process. Process. The process is difficult, my brothers and sisters. The process is not, it's a difficult process. You will be rejected. Things will happen to you. And sure, I've been through a lot of processes, but let me tell you, he never leaves you. You come out stronger when you've been tried in the fire. You come up with more wisdom and you can move to the next level. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you will go through the hoops, but you have to. There are some paths. Let me say this. I don't care how we fast. We get prayed 40 days, 30 days, 100 days. We some have grace. It's sufficient. And some things we say, this, the devil did this. No. God allowed those things to happen for us to be refined, to bring glory and honor to his name. We have to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Will you get over it right away? No. No, it takes time. But you have to desire. First, you have to cautiously. Cautiously, they say, I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to do this. You got to discipline yourself. I'm not. Sometimes you got to do that. Hallelujah. Because God wants to use you for his glory. To worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't worship God in lies. You got to worship him in truth. When you worship him in lies, no, that's the world. Trust God. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. You said, unless that piece of wheat corn fall to the ground and die, it will abide alone. But, Father, you said, if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. So, Lord, help us to stay focused as we go through different things in our lives, as our flesh is steadfastly dying. Hallelujah. And, Father, our spirit is coming up, you, Lord, because of of you, Holy Ghost, we would not have made it. We are not. We will not be having. We will not have made it without you. We need you, and I pray, Father, even those that enter the kingdom of God, Lord, just entering it like children, that they will yearn and hunger after righteousness, and not just receive grace and sit down, but move according to his Spirit. The Spirit of Christ. So we thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. Remind us, Holy Spirit, of things that we have forgotten, some experiences, but bring things to our remembrance, some of the things we've learned. Put us back on the right track, a track that brings glory and honor. To the name of Jesus. Take away pride and haughtiness. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Thank you for your grace is sufficient. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, and allow God to cut the things in your life that does not bring glory and honor to his name. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous day in Christ Jesus. Thank you.